Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, titled Lebanon, Saudi Hands and Hezbollah Fists. Beirut's streets were quiet when shortly after dawn, dozens of unarmed men, dressed head to toe in black, began gathering in various suburbs. As people emerged to go to work or take their children to school, they all knew that the men in black were from Hezbollah, and they knew they were sending a message. Where there were dozens on Tuesday, there could be thousands within days. And they knew that if they came back, they'd come back armed. After a few hours, the men melted away, leaving behind a trace of fear and apprehension about the coming weeks. Just their appearance had caused the city's phone system to go into overdrive. People texted relatives saying, "Come home." Others turned round from the school run and kept their children indoors. Several junior schools closed for the day. Hezbollah's blunt message was to the other factions in Lebanon's complex political makeup and reminded them that if they get the Hariri investigation wrong, the country faces civil war. The regional powers, aware of the slide towards confrontation, have been busy trying to mediate the situation, but to little effect. On Wednesday morning, the Saudi Foreign Minister, Saud al-Faisal, said his country had abandoned efforts and described the situation as dangerous. King Abdullah, he said, was pulling his hand out from the mediation. The Saudis, supporters of Lebanon's Sunni factions, had been talking with the Syrians, who support the Shia Hezbollah movement, as does Iran. With the Saudis leaving the negotiations, Turkey is now the regional player with the best chance of preventing violence breaking out. On Monday, Lebanon's special tribunal, which is backed by the UN, issued indictments on the 2005 Hariri assassination. The former prime minister, a Sunni, was killed in a massive explosion on February 14, 2005. The charges in the indictment remain sealed, but it's acknowledged by all parties, including Hezbollah, that Hezbollah members are included. After previously saying it would cut off the hands of anyone seeking to prosecute its members, Hezbollah then demanded that the indictments were dismissed. The government, led by Mr. Hariri's son, Saad, refused. Hezbollah and its allies withdrew from the coalition government, forcing its collapse. Now, Lebanon often survives by often taking a no-victor, no-vanquished approach to politics, in which each group, knowing it can't control the whole country, begrudgingly agrees to share power, whilst all the time trying to gain as much as possible. Now, the indictments are a challenge to that compromise. If and when the indictments become public, the state, Lebanon, would have a duty to seek the arrest and trial of those named. But Hezbollah's militia is more than a match for the Lebanese army. So who would arrest those men and who would put them on trial? The wanted men are thought to be relatively senior figures in Hezbollah, and they're almost certainly already in Syria or Iran. But they have commanders, and the commanders have leaders, and the leaders will not take the challenge to their authority and threats without responding. Hezbollah, which without doubt does do valuable charity and educational work in Lebanon, is a state within a state, and it's regarded by many as a terrorist organisation. It will not be officially accused of murdering a senior Sunni politician without reacting, because the accusation undermines its claim to be a legitimate Arab organisation standing up to Israel. Instead, it would be widely seen as a puppet of Shia Iran. Their reaction may take some time, possibly weeks, when a decision needs to be made on whether there's enough evidence for a trial. The reaction does not need to be to provoke full-scale civil war, but a level of violence would come as no surprise. And any level of violence runs the risk of spiralling out of control. There's another danger. Hezbollah might try and heat up the border with Israel to divert attention. Somehow, Turkey needs to come up with a compromise solution. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.